Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Stewardship. A meditation for Friday of the 31st week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do so that, when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, grant that I may be a good steward of all you offer me. Encountering Christ. 1. Giving an account. This parable challenges us in many ways. First of all, it reminds us that we are to give an account of what we have been given. If we were to make a list of all that we have received from the Lord, what would it contain? In what ways do we feel that we have made the most of what we have received for the building of the kingdom of God and for His glory? 2. Astuteness. By the end of the parable, it appears as though the Lord is praising the children of the world. The steward was at least sagacious in preparing for his temporal future, looking out for future provisions. He was making use of a God-given gift, his intelligence. Despite the somewhat self-centered intention, he was astute. How often do we practice this virtue in light of our own stewardship? 3. Children of the Light. Luke's Gospel, accompanied by his Acts of the Apostles, portrays the church as God's saving instrument, particularly instrumental between the death of Christ and His second coming. The church is a gift that her children are called to make the most of as its stewards. Are we astute in our use of this gift? Do we neglect the salvific means the church offers us in its sacraments? Do we hijack it for our own moral purposes? Or do we strive to understand this gift and astutely strive to be children of light? Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, how do you call me to be a steward of all your gifts, particularly that of the church? Help me to see where my motives lie in my use of the gifts you offer me, and help me to be astute. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will listen to how you call me to be a steward in this world and in the church.
Visit our website at regemchristi.com.